The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 15th of November, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days, we'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Google and privacy. Do they really go together? Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of up in the air. But it's definitely enough for people to go, I'm not so sure about this one. Yes, I'm talking about DeepMind Health. Yes, you know London-based AI lab DeepMind? Well, guess what? The DeepMind Health unit, that's all going to be absorbed by Google Health. Now, those of you that don't know, DeepMind Health is a range of healthcare products in the UK. This includes the Streams app, which I'm sure a lot of you are aware that a number of doctors and nurses working in the UK's National Health Service, they actually use it. Now, you might remember that DeepMind operates autonomously from Google, and they were actually clear in saying that at no stage will patient data ever be linked or associated with Google accounts, products, or services. Whoops! Remember here, DeepMind would never, ever connect Streams with Google. And now the Streams app is now a Google product. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of talk about this over the next few weeks, months, and hell, maybe even years. Kind of starting to see why we don't hear that phrase, do no evil, much anymore from Google. Hey, staying with privacy concerns, you know when we're going to talk about Google, we're going to go right on over to Facebook. And no, this has nothing to do with Kanye and Zuckerberg just shouting it out in a karaoke match. Nah, this is all about a website that actually had access to your private data from Facebook. Apparently, they found a bug way back in May. Yeah, we're just hearing about it now, don't you know it? That allowed certain websites to read Facebook users and their friends' private information. They had access to likes and interests, apparently through a manipulated Facebook graph query. And what basically this comes down to is another website can actually access a logged-in Facebook user data through queries in code. Then after that, you exploit the bug. A site then can enable and iframe a site within a site. I know, this is all getting too technical. Basically, what it comes down to, they knew what you were doing, they knew what your friends were doing, and hey, we're going to try and sell you some crap. Or possibly other things, had this bug not been squashed. Yes, the bug was found out, all because they were researching a Chrome vulnerability. That's the only way it was discovered. And now we should be safe. At least in probably, I don't know, for another 3 or 4 hours. Apple Watch users, get ready for some tunes via Spotify on your arm now. Yes, Spotify has officially released their first version of its Apple Watch app. Took a while, we've been hearing about it, and finally it's here. Now, the program for Apple Watch actually focuses on controlling playback on your iPhone. Yeah, kind of sucks. From here, you can play, pause, skip, rewind, you know, you get it. The cool thing, though, is it can also tap a heartbeat icon to add music that's actually found within your, say, Spotify playlist. It'll match the beat of your heart, it'll find the tempo of the music, and off you go boogieing. The other cool thing is the Apple Watch app now has Spotify Connect support, too. That will let you manage connections and playback with Bluetooth devices. So, say you left your phone across the room, but you want to control your Sonos speaker, well, you just have to look at your wrist now. See? The more, the lazier, the merrier. Netflix is about to get cheaper, but probably not for you. We actually mentioned this a little bit earlier this week, that they were going to try and come up with a different subscription plan. Probably charging a lot more people more and then trying to taper off those other subscriptions. Well, apparently that's not going to be the case now. They're just going to have another plan called the mobile plan, at least for starting in Malaysia. According to the Malaysian newspaper The Star, Netflix is about to explore a mobile-only subscription at what looks to be costing about $3 a month. US dollars. Netflix is saying they're doing this so they can penetrate more of the Asian market, and since most people are just on their tablets or smartphones anyways, we figured why not, it's a good to-go thing. Now yes, this is just in Malaysia right now, that's where they're going to roll out this trial. We're also hearing about other countries coming on board pretty soon, Thailand, the Philippines, and possibly India in the very near future. And finally, coding, yes, it's kind of like magic, isn't it? Most coders out there saying, yeah, bull crap. But for kids, it should seem that way, right? I mean, come on. You know, something like a magical wand, like a Harry Potter wand. Boom, there you go. Well, your dream is now coming true. Those of you familiar with Kano, that's the computer and coding startup, well, they're about to release a Harry Potter wand that does encoding. Yes, like magic. According to Business Insider, guess where this wand is going to be found? Yeah, right next to those Apple pencils. Yes, it seems Apple was approached by Kano to get these wands into their stores, and it looks like it's going to happen. Now, from what we're hearing right now, from December of this year till January of next year, you're actually going to be able to go into your nearest Apple store and see the Harry Potter coding wand in all its glory. You'll be able to try it out and see how it works. Now, just so you know, I don't think these things are actually going to say Harry Potter on the side. So if you're a Harry Potter fan out there, yeah, this is probably not an officially licensed product or anything like that. But if it does help get kids into coding, I say why the heck not? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website with all of our podcasts, blog reviews, sections all over there for you, powered by those lovely folks at TSOhost.net. Yes, our official website, go hop onto it right now, BritishTechNetwork.com. Also, hop onto Facebook and Instagram. We're all over there as well, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And don't forget about our BTN community at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already, BritishTech.slack.com. That's the destination. The new show will be back at you for Friday. Oh, indeed. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Thursday. Just think, we're just one day away from Friday and the weekend is near. Have a great one. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.